ladies and gentlemen, back on another edition of Needin' Unfiltered with myself, Vacation Kenyon, and yours truly.
Jaden Kiss, y'all. Know what it is. Needin' Unfiltered. My brother's over there having daiquiris. What's up, Ken?
Ain't nothing, man. Came on vacation with the family. Spring break. Decided to come to Hawaii, man, with the family for a few days and get away, decompress. So we're enjoying it, man. Been out here for a few days. Got a couple more days to go. But cheers.
Blessings.
Yeah. First and foremost, it's not our normal shout out and paying respects, but I know you're close with X, DMX.
Yeah, my big brother, the dog. He's fighting right he's now.
You're going through some things, so hopefully
you just want to send out prayers and positive energy. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So he'll pull through this strong brother. Got a lot of fight, man. Been through a lot over his time.
That's right.
So speaking of X, KJ's tattoo. This is KJ. He's 20 now. I don't know if y'all know it yet. But says flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood. And those that know X, that was the name of one of his albums. And I was, still am, huge DMX fan. That album, like I know it verbatim, man. Word for word, top to bottom. You know what I'm saying? So KJ was just born when the album came out. So I was looking for something to get with this picture. And that phrase just stood out. That's what he was. He was my firstborn. Like I didn't know what was going to come after him. But yeah, that was my firstborn, man. And DMX, that album and that title spoke to me. So shout out to X for that, man.
All right. Definitely. Salute. The dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. On to the tournament. Finals. Yeah. A shocker for some
great
people.
Let's go
Final.
Back.
Yeah.
Let's
Final
go back
Four was good.
Yeah, no, that Gonzaga UCLA game was incredible. You see Suggs hit the last that buzzer beat a lucky shot at the end because Baylor put a whooping on. Baylor never trailed. And I think that group of guys was just they meshed together, they bought into Coach Drew's system and they showed it. They showed it out there.
Yeah, nah, they wasn't like people like forget like Baylor only lost two games all year. They wasn't too shabby.
One
in
Kansas,
Gonzaga
won
undefeated,
Ohio
but
State.
I'm saying, yeah, you know what I'm saying. So Baylor wasn't too shabby, and it came out, man. And I'm pretty sure people had Gonzaga going to wire. You know what I'm saying, wire to wire undefeated. There's a reason that it hasn't been done since I believe 79 that a team went wire to wire and went undefeated. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason. Yeah. And they've done it in women's basketball.
It's not an easy thing to do.
Inside. Yeah. Not at all. You know what I'm saying? So get to the end, man. And that has to sting. Like, that has to sting.
That hurts more.
Like,
I think
can
that
only
hurts.
Imagine, man. Yeah.
Being 32 and one, and then one is at the last game in the chip. That has to hurt more than the two games that Baylor lost during the season. You know what I mean? That probably tightened them up and got them, you know what I mean, fixed them up a little, helped them on their journey.
Yeah, because they lost to two decent teams. And Ohio State wasn't bad. Uh-huh. So you learn from that. You lost to Kansas. They weren't bad, so you learn from that.
Yeah, and they turned it into a positive.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Stanford women team. They won
them
the
too.
Stanford women,
Stanford, Arizona made it. Arizona shocked the world, beating UConn, and then people didn't give them a chance. And they almost pulled that thing out against Stanford. Funny. Like I guess the first time they played during the year it wasn't close. Like I'm saying, the games weren't close because they're in the same conference.
Yeah, so, they write you off when somebody beats you bad in the beginning of the year, and then they usually be a sad story because you figure out what to do against your opponent.
Yeah, they pulled
that's
it
good
out,
coaching.
Out them. Yeah, they were balling, man. Yeah, they balling out here. Yeah, now, but college basketball was different this year, but so they got it done. They were able to have some fans for the tournament, which was a positive for the universities that was involved in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully get back some type of normalcy next year where they can have the accurate amount of fans in the stands and all that. But I think they did a decent job, man, at pulling the tournament off. I'm saying having it in one location, learning from situations like the NBA and the NHL and things like that, like how to pull a successful event off. And they did it with the tournament, man. So you got to give shout out to the NCAA in that regard.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed the tournament. Let's talk about the league. Let's talk about
what was your
go ahead.
Yeah, so what's so no. So who so what's just, I'm thinking so we're gonna talk about what first of all, let's talk about the Kevin Durant and Michael Rapaport thing. Like I got something to say about it.
I think
because it happened right after we filmed last week, so we ain't had a chance to talk about it. So
yeah, I would love to talk about that. After like watching it after the fine, I kind of think they did KD a little greasy. I mean, sometimes you know he might have said the wrong thing, but it's like Michael Rapaport was more happy after they hit KD for the 50 racks opposed to being mad about the things that he said. Like, you know what I mean? I seen them doing a few jokes about them charging KD $50,000, which is really is nothing for KD, but it's just the principle of the whole thing. Like, some of this stuff is getting out of hand, if you know what I mean? Sometimes athletes and rappers and human beings gonna say the wrong thing, you know what I mean, and you get penalized for it or whatever it is. But you gotta look at the bigger picture sometimes, and it don't add up.
Yeah, like in this situation, like Mike does it to everybody. You know what I'm saying? He trolls people, says stuff
about
people,
and not to cut you off. As a man, reach out to that man and call him before you hit send and put the conversation on. Me personally, I was raised, I would have to speak to you or see you as a man before I hit send and put it out to the world like that. I don't know. Yeah. You know, that kind of baffles me when you would handle it.
I lost a lot of respect for Mike, man. Yeah, I lost a lot of respect for Rapaport. You know, we had a show together. We had a basketball show together. We called it was Two Man Weave. Our producer for this, JT, produced that. Me and Mike were cool. You know what I'm saying? We had a great rapport. Had him on the first season. Needing unfiltered. But yeah, I lost a lot of respect for him in this regard. Like, you do it to everybody. Like, you say shit to people. People respond to a certain degree if they hit you in your DMs. You ain't never put nothing out of the sort. Mm-hmm. You can do this little thing called a shame game that you do with your little homie, which is funny and cool. You people that have things to say, but nobody of KD's stature before. So you say these things about people, and when somebody responds who is basically a bigger name, bigger celebrity than you are, you have a problem with it. And you say things to touch people in a certain way to push people buttons. And when he didn't respond in a way what you thought he was going to respond, and he told you he was going to slap the shit out you when he see you, you take it as a threat.
Yeah.
Like, nah, it don't work that way, Mike. Like, it don't. Like, you can't do that. Like, you can't say shit to people and think people not gonna feel away all the time or have something to say or when they see you. Like, if he hadn't told you he was gonna slap the shit out you, but when he see you, he slapped the shit out you, then you gonna wonder why.
And it would have, yeah. At least he gave you a heads up.
Yeah, and gave you a heads up. So when you see him, you know to go the other way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't have to warn you. Like some dudes wouldn't say nothing when they see you. They just going to tee off on you, you know what I'm saying, and beat the brakes off of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it was a private conversation that he sent. And, yeah, I just think, yeah, that was some coward shit, man. Like, for you to put it out there, get the man fined, and then to stand on it. Like, to go and then stand on it and then have things to say after the fine, you feel bad that it got this far. No, you don't fucking feel bad. Because you wouldn't have put it out there. Because you knew something was going to come from you putting what this man said to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you knew something was going to come from it. Whatever it was. He could have lost his shoe endorsement. Like, all that shit. Like, it could have been horrible for this man.
It could have been a little, yeah.
You're right.
Like in this time and age that we at, and I'm saying this day and time that we at right now, like people extra sensitive about words that's coming out of people's mouth, whether it's to them or not. So, yeah, I just think Mike was wrong, man. I lost a lot of respect for him, man. Like a lot of respect for Mike in this regard. Like it's just, yeah, you opened your mouth once again, and it wasn't ha 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 key this time. Like you thought y'all had a good relationship. Like, no, you said you didn't have a personal relationship with him. Y'all did a couple things together before. That was it. But for you to go this far with it, and then they take money out this man's pocket. Granted, however much it was, if he's going to miss it or still, not.
It's the principle, yeah.
Yeah, like you said, it's the principle behind it, man. Like, you can't, no. Nah, I just think it was ultra foul on Mike's behalf, man. And yeah, I think dead ass wrong. Yeah, that's just my two cents. So,
on that topic of handling situations on social media,
how you feel about what's going on right now with the truth, Paul Pierce?
Oh, Paul. I just wonder sometime, man, what do my people think? Like, what do you think? What are you thinking at the time that you're doing this? Like, you're not a regular guy. Like, you got a good job, like Disney. Like, ESPN is just like ESPN. Like, ESPN is Disney. Like, yeah. Dude, like you got to be more cautious of your surroundings and what you're doing, man, when you're on it. Like, it's, I think it's what, it's, was it Herm Edwards that said it? Like, think don't before you put sin.
Don't hit sin. Don't,
right? What, like, Herb said. Type like, it. Say like, whatever, man, you want. Sit the phone down.
Yeah.
Don't hit sin.
Like, dude, like, Paul, you done messed up a good gig, bro. Like, I didn't see the part of him smoking in the camera at first. I just saw the chicks in the background. Like, and I knew right off top, I knew where he was, what he was doing. He was playing cards.
Okay.
He was playing poker.
Yeah.
Like, just from the, like, I could tell from the surrounding, because there's been a few poker game stuff in LA. I didn't seen him at a few times before.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew the surrounding, but him smoking and the girls in the background and all that stuff. Like, I'm like, boy.
Wow. That was crazy. I was seeing it on my timeline, but I didn't really know what it was about. And then somebody hit me like, yo, what's... And I looked into it. I said, this is crazy. Why would... I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, then he laughed it off. Like, nah, you, that's all you can do at this point, bro. Like, you didn't... Like, you messed off a good long... Like that's a good gig. You know what I'm saying? For you to be ESPN, like, NBA analyst, like, they only got you and a couple other people. Like, it's you, Matt, and Kendrick Perkins right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, when Jalen, like, it's like 40. They got rid of everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So now you didn't tricked off that gig. And, yo, that joint blowing big with the joints in the background.
That's crazy, man.
I didn't vow. Like, I do things, man, and I'm on camera and do stuff. Like, we all have fun, but you gotta know, bro. Like, you can be as single as you want to be. That's fine. Have fun, enjoy it. But like I said before, you can't be dumb.
Yeah.
Like, don't be dumb. Like,
you can't get caught up in the moment to the point where you don't know who you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's what happened, where he went, you know, he just thought he was a regular person going live and not knowing the attachments and affiliations. And I mean, I'm sure he knew, but at that moment, he probably just.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Out of his mind, man. Hey, but I see something in the background that I'm just now seeing. It's new. I see you got your Needin' Unfiltered to Mike thing. Yeah, I see you, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Now somebody got to show me how to put this damn thing on.
It came with a plastic bag. Got to put the plastic bag over the arm of the over the arm underneath the mic. You got to unscrew the mic.
Oh, see.
Slide the plastic bag over the joint. It's like a condom. It's like a condom.
The bag is upstairs. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So it's simple. Now, going to put that back up there, brother. I'm saying, got to see that in the background, man. Got to.
Felt like I got a Grammy when they sent. When I got this package in the mail, man.
Yeah. My sister got me mine. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, my sister got me that. She got me the mic joint. She got me some glasses to drink out of for the show. I got my little cue cards. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was a Christmas and birthday gift.
That's fire.
My sister, my family, yeah. But on another note, NBA stuff, what Stephen A. Smith had to say about Russell Westbrook and his play, and then his wife chimed in to take up for him. Mm-hmm. Like, Stephen A., you've covered the NBA for a long time. You've been around the game for a long time. You've had stuff to say about people. Like, even when I was back in the day, like, my contract years and all that, you got shit to say about people, what they should be asking for. You always worried about how much money somebody making. Like, as man to man, Stephen A., like, you can't be watching other men's pockets all the time. Like, every time you talk about how somebody playing or what they doing and how they doing it, it always come back to how much money they making. Mm. Like, and I, like, you always count another man's pocket. And, dude, you got to chill, man. Like for me, like, he said something about what I should be asking for. This is like an 03, 04. Like, what I should be asking for. I shouldn't be asking for this and all that. So when I saw him in Puerto Rico, USA Basketball, I went up to him and told him, bro, you don't know me, man, to be asking me, telling people what I'm worth or what you think, man. Like, you don't know my situation, dog. Keep my name out your mouth if you ain't got nothing positive to say. We ain't had no issue since. Because he did it again, then it was going to be a real issue. So when people approach you, then you call my agent and cop and please and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. But the current situation with Russ and only the media and certain guys care about championships to validate themselves. Mm. Like, maybe it's not in the cards for some guys to win the championship. That doesn't mean their career wasn't successful.
Yep.
Like, you can't tell me that John Stockton, Karl Malone didn't have a successful NBA career.
Charles Barkley or Patrick Ewing
didn't have a successful NBA career.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that. Like, you can't. So
I can relate to that too, because the same thing happens in music.
Yeah, like Grammys. The Grammys don't validate. Mm-hmm. Them awards don't validate whether you're successful or not.
Whether you was able to take care of your family and switch your situation and
get
it out the mud and change your life.
Like Russ said, when he got drafted, he was a champion already. I made it. Mm-hmm. I made it out of this situation over here. It was bad. I'm here. Mm-hmm. I'm successful. I'm a champion in
champion.
Life.
Champion. I already won.
Life.
Facts.
In life. So who gives a fuck about a championship or not? Like, we can walk down the street and people are like, damn, that's Russell Westbrook.
Without winning the chip. Off what he built of his career. Yeah, you're right.
The way he approached the game, how he played. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, and I just think, like, Stephen A., like, you a clown, bruh. Like, stop watching dudes. I didn't have this platform now, man. I be trying not to, bruh. Like, I really be trying to hold my tongue and not say shit about dudes and people and situations.
Sometimes they push your button.
Irks, yeah, man. It had nothing to do with me. It just irks me, dude, for you to sit up there constantly, day in, day out, and try to bash people when you ain't played at this level. You ain't make it, bro. Like, you a journalist. Okay. That's fine. You a journalist. You ain't played 1 minute in the NBA, bro. You ain't played 1 minute high D1 schools. So who are you to say what, like, that shit bother me. Like, it really does, man. And and it all you always count in somebody's pocket because it's public for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just super weak, man. Like and it's run its course. Like it's run its course. Like you do like talk the game, man. But they pay you to have top. But you do take it too far, man. Like take it too far in this current situation with Russ. Like and for his wife to chime in, like people tired of you. Like you've been on this dude back. Like then you try to praise him in the same breath as you critique. Like no, I'm a big Russell Westbrook fan. No, you're not.
Yeah, it's hard to
say. Yeah, you always got some negative to say.
Hard to say, yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, for this man's wife to chime in.
You like, know it was a touchy situation when wifey.
Exactly.
For wifey to get in.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure Russ tell her all the time, no, baby, stay out of this. Mm-hmm. No, baby, this ain't your place. I got this. No, stay out of this. I got this. Like, stay out of this. And cause my wife be the same way. Like, motherfucker just constantly bashing me on TV, constantly.
She be ready to go,
She gonna strap him up with me. Like, no doubt. We gonna go back to back with this thing. And I'm saying, we gonna fight our way out of here.
We gonna get out, yeah. I'm with you,
you know what I'm saying? So, I feel it, and I respect her to the utmost. You know what I'm saying? Like, for having her man back. Like, not just keep letting dudes try to create a narrative about her husband.
Throw my husband under the bus.
Yeah, like, nah, because he ain't won a championship yet. Like, you only care about that, Stephen A. Like, our family good. Our kids good. His mom, our family's taken care of. We got businesses. We doing well. We're not thinking about you, Stephen A. Like, dude, get off people. Like, yeah, man. Yeah, let's move on, man.
In other news, Drew Holiday just got a 4-year extension with the Bucks that could be worth up to 160 M's with the incentive. So shout out to the Drew Holiday and his family.
Yeah.
Which he might never win a ring, but too. He won right there. He won. If he never win the championship, that's success.
He been
if
winning.
If I ever seen it, shit.
He been winning. Been winning before he made it. Before this contract, he won when he made the decision to step away and take care of his wife. Like, going through, like, winning is
other ways. Yeah, I forgot about that. Salute, Drew, for that. Winning, that was ill. I forgot he took a step back to take care, tend to his wife. Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, it ain't about the championship, but nah, shout out to him for the Bucks for doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying? I think he can help Giannis. I think he's a very helpful piece in them trying to get a championship. Going to back that Brinks truck up.
And definitely.
Pay that man.
Shout out to Isaiah. Zeke got a 10-day with New Orleans, and Boogie Cousins got 10-day with the Clippers. So shout out to them, man. I'm rooting for both of them brothers.
Yeah, hopefully it can stick, man. Injuries are a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, injuries, man. Like Isaiah Thomas, they both.
It's funny that they both signed 10 days. We should have them on here if we could because they both had major injuries right before they was about to get big contracts and they never panned out to their liking. You know what I mean?
Took the words right out of my mouth. Took the words right out of my mouth, bro. Like, yeah. No, we definitely can get them on. You know what I'm saying? I know them personally. We definitely can get them on. It's crazy that they both just signed 10 days. And it's, like you said, they coming from the same situation where, like, max, like, 200 max.
Yeah, they was about to go for the big hockey bat, the hockey duffel.
Yo.
Not the carry-on joint, the long.
Yeah. And then, and what's crazy is that the Isaiah Thomas situation, the things that people were saying about him negatively before he got drafted,
they can hold on to that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now he got hurt. Now they're like, well, he got an injury and he's still 5'9". You know what I'm saying? So now it's like, And now they're going to have something else to put with. He's only 5'9". He's not a good defender. He's a liability. Now they got the injury to add on to it.
Yeah.
And same thing with Boogie. Like, talented, but everything else, all the antics, all the techs, all the now they can add the
have
injury.
Have something to add on to
on to that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's hopefully, man, it works out, man, and they get that second 10-day and then they sign them for the rest of the year. I think the rules are still the same, that you can only sign 2 10-days and then they got to guarantee you for the rest of the year or let you go. You
know what I'm hopefully so, they get them to get on for the rest of the season.
Yeah,
speaking of injury, too, Harden out with the hamstring as KD set to come back from a hamstring.
Yeah,
you see how the world is. Yeah, injury's crazy, man.
And that's a tricky one. Like that hamstring thing is tricky, baby, because there's nothing you can do for it but let it heal.
Time, man. That's the true meaning of time. Yeah, heals all wounds, and you don't know how long it's going to take.
That's why KD been out so long.
Yeah, and
That's why KD been out so long. People like, man, why KD ain't played yet? Like, he been out before.
His hamstring ain't saying
they trying to win that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they trying to win that thing.
If you go before it's ready, you really going to screw yourself up.
Ooh-wee. Like, I went my whole career, kids, without hurting my hamstring, never. Like, 4 years in college, 15-year league, never hurt my hamstring. Mm-hmm. Now, we go out there, join Big Three. Man, I tore my hamstring up game one. Yo.
Wow.
Listen, man. I don't wish that on nobody, bro. But any athlete, like other injuries, yeah, that's one thing. But that's the only in-game injury I really had like that where it kept me out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't walk right, stretch, sleep. Like, none of the
every
above, bro.
Thing you feel, yeah.
Yeah, that hamstring, tricky. So you got to, you got to let that thing heal. And it's the old saying with vet, where the old thing with vets is like training camp and shit like that. If you out of shape and you hurting, there's two things you can tell the training staff that's bothering you that they can't question.
Back and your hamstring.
Absolutely.
I know that. I'm an ex-athlete a little bit, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
There's like, no way for them to question that.
And they not, because ain't no way to test it. You can tell them that they can just stretch. Let me see. Nah, I can't do that.
Don't touch it. Don't move me. Don't ask me to do none of that.
You know what I'm saying? Then they'll let you rest. But these incidents, though, they really hurt, man. So. Yeah, you got to be careful with them hamstrings, man. That's why you see it in NFL, baseball all the time. Dudes be out for a significant time, man. Uh-huh. Hamstring tears and all that. So lucky he just got it was stiffness in it, and they caught it early. And it didn't lead to a tear or nothing like that. Because once you tear that thing, it's like the whole back of my leg was blue, black, purple, green. It was disgusting.
Yeah,
it was bad. It was bad. I had never – like, I tried to go back in the game. I didn't know what I did because, like I said, I had never done it. So, I didn't know what I had done. So, I went back out and tried to play. Man, I went back out there. I went to the sideline, stretched it out. It felt a little better. I'm like, all right, it ain't. Because I wasn't moving. I was just – I went out that joint, man, and the ball came, and I tried to – there was a seat behind the basket. Man, I went and set my ass down. I was, hey, man, I need one. I can't do what in That's the hell crazy. Just happened.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man, that joint terrible. So I had to shut it down for a few weeks, and I called myself. I went on vacation with my family. Went to Jamaica right after. Called myself trying to get in that water and swim with them dolphins. Boy, I'm gonna fucking drown.
One leg wasn't cooperating.
At all, because you imagine being out there, you got to swim with one leg, then one, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Ain't no standing up. You got on flippers and all that shit. I'm like, yo. Look, I was still in some decent shape where I could, my core was still tight. I wasn't, mm-hmm. I could, like, damn. It's gonna be bad. I drown out here. Cause ain't nobody. I'm the biggest person out here, other than the Dolphins.
It's so, gonna take half the staff to get you up out of that water.
Next biggest thing out here, other than what we here playing with, like no. Nah. Speaking of back to the league, I was looking at the standings with the West.
Yeah,
I know people have been saying it. Boy, if LeBron and AD don't get back soon.
Los Angeles, we have a problem.
Could you imagine Lakers having a play-in game?
That'd be crazy. That'd shock the world. That'd be like the next Thriller in Manila.
Yeah.
They have a play-in.
It'd be even worse than that, though, Kiss. Having the Lakers the 8th seed with LeBron and Anthony Davis.
Yeah,
having to play Utah or Phoenix in round one, yo, Utah and Phoenix would be like, God. Oh,
that's... yeah, that's crazy.
Or them being 6 and the Clippers 3, and they playing 3-6 matchup first round,
woo, that'd be insane.
Yo, people be hot. Because they got them playing in the Western Conference Final. Well, they had them playing in the Western Conference Final before the season started, before injuries.
Yeah, before they even seen who the roster was, they put them in there. Well, injuries, crazy. I got
something to say about that right now. But, yeah, injuries is going to shape this thing up right now. Because they 5th right now. And they 2 games out of 7.
It's tricky. Yeah. It's tricky.
With a little over a month to go in the season.
And they still ain't coming back for about another 2-3 weeks or something. Yeah, you're right. It can get ugly.
It can get bubble sparks out this bitch.
Yo. It can get ugly for real.
Yeah, man, like they can be 7 having the play-in game, because I think like what 7 through 10 got to play. Yeah, which I don't like it. I don't like that play-in situation at all.
Yeah, they switched that up.
I think it's super weak. Like if 8 and 9 within how I was in the bubble, like 8 and 9 within a certain amount of game was 1 game or 2 games, whatever it is.
I was cool with that way.
And they
took that and did some bullshit with it.
7 through 10 got to play a playing game. I'm like, fucking tournament. That's the NCAA tournament, like, kind of situation. Like, nah, I don't like that. But half a new situation where 7 and 8, like, I mean, 8 and 9, yeah, I'm with that.
But, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So, speedy recovery to LeBron and Anthony Davis, man. Hopefully they get back, cause
yeah, get back, guys. Get back. We want to see you. The people want to see you, and the team needs you. The longer you stay out, the realer it's gonna get.
It's gonna be trouble. Yeah, man. So yeah, we're gonna see, man, how that thing play out. Cause yeah, I don't know. Like it's yeah. Oh my. If they, I know West managers are looking crazy at that thing like, yeah, stacked. Like, and it can easily go from like you lose a few in a row, win, going to 5-game win streak, you can be in 3rd, lose 5, and you can be in 8. Like, so it's.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so we got a good response. On another note, man, yeah, we got a good response to the jump episode. Y'all done received a few messages today. Everybody shouting us out, man, saying the episode was good. It's a good look for the show and for us, man. So
on this side, too, I've been getting a lot of great responses, great feedback. That was a great look. Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's what's up. Shout out to ESPN, Rachel Nichols, and the jump. My ex-teammate Richard Jefferson.
They might need a slot over there with the truth not there now. They might
One opened
don't
up.
Don't need nothing filtered over there. So,
no, I'm talking about ESPN. Holla at your boys.
Holla at us.
Gonna give us a segment or 2 a week, man. We'll handle this thing.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, Yeah, so we know how to behave.
Definitely. We know how to act appropriate, you know, on and off screen.
All the time, brother. Yeah, all the time, man. Well, all right, man. Well, people, another edition of Needing Unfiltered in the books. I'm going to go out and see some whales today. You know what I'm talking about? I'm about to go whale watching.
Hopefully we can see some whales, man. Enjoy yourself, my brother. Do some whale watching. Look at some lava rocks or something for me, man. Do something interesting. Already.
No doubt, man. Be safe out there, brother. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, Needing Unfiltered, another edition in the books.
Salute.
But it ain't official until... You dig?